The following audio drama is rated PG for pretty good. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts and a couple of swears. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
This is a Lucas audio production, where entertainment is always free.
I dare say, Doctor, it's unusual to actually see you taking a break.
Ah, Waterfield. Sometimes you just need to sit back and catch your breath. It's been a long millennium. I'm quite enjoying the downtime.
I agree, it's rather nice not to be chased by Daleks, Cybermen, or any of your endless parade of enemies for a change.
Yes, it gives one time to think, to reflect, on days past instead of days yet to come.
You haven't talked much about your past. Well, at least since getting this body.
It's important to remember the past, Mand, but not to dwell on it. So, what would you like to know?
Well, if you can remember it, why don't we start with how you first changed into the Doctor you look like now?
All right. I think it would have been about 2002 your time. My TARDIS crashed in the wilds of Canada. I was in a particularly strange regenerative flux. Couldn't stabilize very well. Even my body kept shifting appearances. And once again, I felt as if my kidneys had turned the wrong color. But as luck would have it, I was rescued by some old friends. Well, sort of.
This show was originally a Darker Projects production.
Still alive. Get him back to HQ on the double. And get that police box loaded onto the truck. Now all we have to do is find out who this guy is and how the hell he got out in the middle of the Canadian wilderness. It's never a dull moment in Unit NA.
Ah, Levesque, I'm glad you're back. I've just been informed we'll be having a satellite video conference from the UK with Brigadier Griffin tomorrow. He wants a report on our findings pertaining to those Sasquatch sightings.
Yes, ma'am.
So, have you dug up anything further on this last patrol?
Actually, yes.
New evidence of the creatures?
Not exactly, Colonel. We found a man.
Was he alive?
Just barely. We brought him back to HQ. He's in the infirmary now being examined by Captain McDonald.
Another poacher? Damn it! With all the wildlife preserves up here, there needs to be more of a police presence to take care of these things. That's not what a unit is all about. We handle the strange off-worldly things that most people don't believe are real, the kinds of things the Americans used to talk about on the X-Files. The RCMP should be handling this, Levesque. You know that. So, was he badly mauled like the others?
Yes, I do know that, ma'am. And no, he wasn't mauled. Some cuts and bruises and torn clothing. but at least this time the body was intact. Oddly enough, it seemed like he had crawled out of the police box when...
Police box?
Yes. One of those big blue emergency phone booths the British police used to use. Went pretty much out of service in the 1970s or so, I understand.
I've seen pictures. This man you found. What did he look like?
Well, he's a tall, older fellow. Looked like he was wearing some sort of costume, as if he was going to an opera or he was restaurant maitre d' or something.
Did he speak at all? Did he give you a name?
No, ma'am. He was unconscious.
Right. As soon as he's awake and coherent, I want to be notified. In the meantime, I want to see this police box you found.
We stashed it at the motor pool. The thing is pretty battered up, and even has some kind of metal spike sticking out of it that we can't seem to remove. I had Corporal Chambers take a look at the door. He's got some experience as a locksmith, but he can't unlock the thing to save his life.
Very interesting. Let's go.
Well, let's have a look at you now, Mr. X.
You can torture me all you want, but I won't tell you where she is.
Torture? Who's torturing you?
Got to save her. She's the key to stopping...
Stopping who? Stopping what?
No!
Now, you just lay back down and get some rest. We can talk later. Good afternoon, Colonel. Major.
Captain McDonald. How is the patient?
I was just about to take a look at the results of some of the tests we took.
He seems to look better than when we found him.
Yes. Nothing too coherent, though. He was mumbling a bit about torture and some woman. It was as if he were trying to prevent her from being taken away or something. That can't be right.
What is it?
Oh, God, I'm going to have a talk with that idiot Prescott. Seems he hasn't learned to take a pulse yet.
What makes you say that?
Because according to this examination, this patient would have to have two hearts.
Maybe we found a real alien for a change.
Shut up, Levesque. What else does it say, Captain?
This is nonsense. I need to check his blood pressure. If the readings on this chart were right, this man would have been dead.
Could it have been from the cold? Maybe he was close to hypothermia.
No, he hasn't exhibited any of those signs. What the hell is this? This damn cuff must be broken. He's still coming out with a blood pressure that would make a tortoise seem as if it just ran a marathon.
Come on, old girl. Just another few parsecs and we'll be...
He said old girl. Is this the woman he was talking about?
I'm not sure. He hasn't given her a name.
Any ID on him?
Nothing. No wallet, no money, just some junk in his pockets. We put it on the nightstand by the bed over there. A piece of string, a pocket watch, a couple of rubber bands, a nail file, and a small bag of candy.
Butterscotch by chance? I could go for a piece of butterscotch right now.
Go on. Have a jelly baby. They're rather good.
You reckon he heard me?
Maybe. Look.
Jelly bellies. I remember them from when I was little and we'd visit my aunt in England. She'd always keep them around for us kids. He's right. They are pretty good.
Well, take one if you want, but I'm going to have to listen to this man's heart.
I loathe bus stations. Terrible places. Full of lost luggage and souls.
Get a medical team in here with resuscitators. Stat!
What do you need from me?
Just hold him down. Give me the paddles. Clear. Again. Clear. This is impossible. His heart must be beating so hard now, it's echoing as if he had two hearts.
All right, you people get out of here. I think things are under control. Levesque, you stay.
Do you have any idea what's happening, Colonel?
Maybe. Let's wait a little longer.
What's happening?
Stay still! Watch him!
My God! What the hell just happened?
Congratulations. You've both just made your first contact with an alien species.
Not a bad day, if I say so myself.
It was all right. Yeah, we bagged a few fox, sure, but... well, I guess that should get us some decent cash.
I want a bear tomorrow.
A bear? You want to tell me how we're going to get a goddamn bear out of here?
I'm not talking about the whole bear, you idiot. Just the hide. I want to sell it for a rug.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, you reckon there are any good bobcats out here anywhere?
Yeah. My brother shot a few nice-looking cats near the Manitoba border the year before last. He kept one of the pelts for himself. Made a hat and some gloves out of it.
Well, I could use them myself right about now. God, it's cold out here.
Here. Have another swig of this.
Thanks. Oh! That's what I call antifreeze!
Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Sounded like somebody or something walking around over there.
You're going nuts. Here, have some more of this, brandy. It should calm your nerves.
Man, I hope it ain't the Mounties. They don't take too kindly to folks hunting in a wildlife preserve.
Hey, if it was the cops or the Mounties, don't you think they would have nabbed us already?
There it goes again. I think I'm gonna go check this out.
Well, you should take your rifle with you, you know, just in case. Who knows? It could be that bear you wanted.
Just cover me, okay?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Hey, you see anything yet?
Can't you keep your mouth shut? Now, what do we have here?
Hang on, I got you, man. Hey, you were right in there, man? Come on. Hey, you still there? Come on. No.
So, you think you may know this guy?
Well, we may know of him, at least.
We?
Unit Command, back in Britain.
Home Office?
Yes. Here, look at these photographs.
Hey, that looks like the police box we found.
These photos were all taken by unit photographers. This first one was in London, February of 1968.
Ah, back when the legendary Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart was just a colonel. Sorry, ma'am. Who's that man near it? The one who looks like Mo from the Three Stooges?
Now look at this one from early June, 1973.
There's that box again. Nice car next to it, though. Vintage Roadster. Wouldn't have painted it yellow myself. Still, that old guy in the frilly shirt and the smoking jacket looks comfortable in it.
Here's another from autumn of 1975. Scotland, I think.
That can't be the same box, Colonel. Surely there have been hundreds of those things all throughout the UK. The odds that it's the same box are astronomical. Still, there does seem to be one wherever unit is somehow. That's slightly odd.
Oh, it's the same one, Major. I'm willing to bet on it. We've researched the positions of police boxes during those years, and none were placed for miles anywhere near these locations. Now, look to the left of the Brigadier. That tall fellow with the brown curly hair and the ridiculously long scarf.
What about him?
What would you say if I told you that all three of those men were actually the same man?
I'd say you should report to Captain MacDonald for an examination.
Well, brace yourself, Major, for what I'm about to tell you.
I'm listening.
It is my belief that the man our team brought in yesterday is, in fact, the same man in those pictures.
When I was in training for UNIT, I heard about some guy they called the Doctor. I think he was a scientist or something. He spent some time working with the UK branch.
Yes. He spent time with them as their scientific advisor.
Allegedly helping with all the odd alien threats that crept up, mostly during the 1970s.
Exactly.
That's all fine, but how on earth could he look like four completely different men? I mean, plastic surgery can only do so much. It can't change a person that drastically and that often.
Do you deny what you witnessed yesterday in that examination room?
I know I saw something. Something definitely not normal. Something I certainly can't explain.
That's what we're all about, Major. Just because something is unusual doesn't mean it isn't true.
You said earlier that that guy in the infirmary was an alien species. Were you serious?
Absolutely. I had this file and the doctor faxed over after his change. If you read it, you'll find some background on him, at least as much as UNIT has on him. I suggest you read it ASAP.
Permission to speak freely, ma'am?
Go ahead.
When I signed on to UNIT North America, I found the notion of chasing alleged extraterrestrials and paranormal activity a charming idea. Do something along the lines of the X-Files thing. Retire comfortably? No big deal. Looked interesting enough on television.
I see. So you thought you'd just coast through your commission by chasing imaginary boogeymen, eh? Well, I realize UNIT North America is a brand new outfit, but I assure you the potential threats to this planet are not. Home Office felt that a significant amount of unusual activity has occurred in this part of the world for us to be stationed here. The files you've read about Lethbridge Stewart's exploits in the UK were very real, Major, not tabloid fiction. I assure you, it all happened.
Like Mulder used to say, I want to believe. And I think I'm starting to more and more now.
Levesque, I think our work is only beginning here. It has always been such that whenever the doctor's around, something bizarre happens. It can't be mere coincidence.
So these hunter maulings, do you think they could be the result of a real Sasquatch?
That's what we're here to find out. In fact, I think we've been given a great stroke of luck if this is indeed the doctor.
Hopefully he'll be up and around soon.
Doctor, whoever you are, you certainly seem to be causing quite a stir around here. I only wish you were conscious enough to ask a few questions.
Answers are easy. It's asking the right questions that's hard.
You're awake?
Ooh.
I knew it was too much to hope for. Ah, well, I think it's time we took another look at you. Oh my, you have changed. And by the look of a certain parts of you, I'd say it was definitely for the better.
Aren't you going to say that it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside? Everyone else does.
Oh, sorry. Everything's okay. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Doctor?
Yes, I'm a doctor. Dr. Jennifer McDonald. And apparently you're a doctor, too.
Yes.
And just what are you a doctor of?
Practically everything.
Well, welcome back to the land of the living, Doctor. There are quite a few people who will be very happy to see you. I must say that change of yours was absolutely amazing.
And not a moment too soon.
Maybe so. When we found you, you were pretty banged up. Do you remember what happened to you in the forest?
A man is the sum of his memories, you know. A Time Lord even more so.
Time Lord? And just what is that?
Where am I?
UNIT North America Headquarters. Just outside Nunavut, Canada.
UNIT?
Yes, Doctor. Do you remember UNIT?
No.
United Nations Intelligence Task Force? You worked with us before, I'm told.
Wait a minute. Did you say UNIT?
Yes.
Then I'm your unpaid scientific advisor. Delighted to meet you.
Well, I'll have to see what I can do about all that back pay. We'll likely have to speak with the Colonel, or the Brigadier.
Brigadier? Brigadier Alistair Gordon Lethbridge Stewart? Of course! And Sergeant Benton! Good heavens, we haven't much time. They need our help. There's a Triceratops loose in Leicester Square.
Wait, Doctor, stop!
Well, by the looks of my watch, I'd say we're just about due for Brigadier's teleconference. Turn on the TV, would you, Levesque?
Yes, ma'am.
He's right on time, as usual. Patch him through.
Ah, Hudson. Levesque. Glad you could make it.
Of course, sir.
So, what have you to report on this Sasquatch business?
Levesque.
We've investigated 3 incidents of maulings involving hunters. Illegal poachers, really. In a wildlife preserve northwest of here and just south of the Back River. These men were literally torn apart.
It serves the blighters right, too. But don't you think that they might have likely been killed by some sort of bar, perhaps?
No, sir. We analyzed the bite marks and found that the gashes in their bodies were made from the flesh literally being torn apart like old rag dolls. A bear would have used its claws to tear at them. It's also worth noting that none of the victims' food was eaten, either. Bears would have ransacked the camp for something to eat.
I see.
But it was the footprints nearby that were the most curious, sir. They were definitely imprinted by a bipedal creature, and showed up in our plaster casting to be more akin to the footprints of an ape.
By Jove, man. You don't mean to say we have a pack of bloody gorillas running about out there? Where in blazes could they have come from? A traveling circus of some sort. SKPs from a zoo.
We looked into that as well, sir. Nothing even resembling an ape has been seen anywhere near the Arctic coast through Baffin Island. Well, that is, of course, except the numerous superstitious natives who claim it to be the work of a Sasquatch.
Were there any traces of fur at the murder sites you could put into analysis? Perhaps a sample of their droppings?
Not presently, sir, but we're continuing to look.
Good man, Levesque. Keep up the solid work, and keep me apprised of anything else that seems suspicious. Hudson, did you get the full file we sent over?
I did, sir.
And?
We have every reason to believe that the man we found in the woods is indeed the Doctor.
Found the police box at all, you say? Just out in the middle of the forest?
Yes, sir. Though it was a different-looking man from the photos, he healed rather quickly and, well, very completely. So much so, he now looks like an entirely different person altogether.
And you actually saw it happen?
With my own 2 eyes. Levesque and MacDonald were there, too. It can't be any odd coincidence.
Went from a middle-aged, balding little squatter to a broad-shouldered, blonde fellow of about 30 or so.
Levesque?
No harm done, Hudson. So, the legendary Doctor has returned, eh? Dashed fine timing, what? Ah, if only I were there to meet him and shake his hand for all he's done for UNIT in the past. Perhaps we can get him on board again.
Well, sir, he's not exactly in the best of shape after his change. He's resting quietly in the sick bay. Borderline comatose, I think.
Oh my god!
Oh, hello.
Well, sir, if you're still interested to meet him, allow me to present the Doctor.
Shh!
What's going on, Doctor? Why are you out of bed?
I'm being followed.
By whom?
A lady with very cold hands who claims to be me.
That's nonsense, Doctor. The woman you're talking about is Captain MacDonald. She's our base physician.
Ah, so she's a doctor.
That's right.
But not the doctor.
Correct.
So in effect, I'm still me.
As far as we can tell.
Well, tally-ho, Doctor. Damn glad to finally meet you. Sorry I'm not there in person, but your arrival came as a bit of a surprise.
An interactive television, how charming. Do you also get Brockian Ultra Cricket by chance?
No, Doctor, this is a private line, I'm afraid. Just from one unit HQ to the other. I'm speaking to you from over in England.
Well, you look familiar. Just who are you anyway, and how do you know me?
Brigadier Sir Lancelot Griffin, OBE. Head of Unit HQ, Command Central.
Weren't you a woman the last time I saw you?
I think you mean my predecessor, Brigadier Banborough.
Yes, that's right. Powerful woman. Built like a London Jet zero-gravity footballer. Had a penchant for chaps in medieval armor, as I recall.
Well, I have been told on more than one occasion that I bear somewhat of a resemblance to one of her predecessors, actually. A Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart.
That's it? Is he well?
Just fine, Doctor. Enjoying his retirement down in Croydon. I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear you're well.
Am I?
There you are,
Captain.
So you're the one keeping an eye on our scientific advisor, eh, MacDonald?
Sir, I tried, but he's strong. Pushed me away and just dashed off.
Well, Doctor, I'll say this certainly sounds like the reports I've read of your behavior after one of your changes. So I should think that you're on your way to feeling more of your old self.
Or, according to this mirror here, my new self. So, what do you think, Colonel Hudson?
How did you know my name?
It's on that nameplate on top of your desk.
I think he looks well enough.
I used to have an old gray model many years ago. Some people liked it.
I like this new one.
So do I.
Right. Well, MacDonald, I'm sure now that you've found your patient, you'll be better prepared to keep an eye on him.
Most definitely, sir.
That's what his last physician, Lieutenant Sullivan, said about him, I was once told. Do try not to lose him a second time.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure once the doctor has fully recovered, he'll help you lot get to the bottom of this Sasquatch business properly. Give him whatever he needs, including that blue box you found with him. It's called a TARDIS, if memory serves. I understand it's where he keeps his equipment.
Of course, sir.
I'll be waiting for your next report, then. I expect to have more concrete evidence from you one way or another on exactly what's been going on out there. Griffin out.
Switch off the TV, Levesque. So, Doctor, what brings you back to UNIT? Or more generally, our new division here in Canada?
My TARDIS, of course.
That police box? What, you travel in it? I thought the Brigadier said it was where you kept your equipment.
Yes, on both counts.
Then I presume you have the key to get into it?
Of course, right here around my neck.
Well, I can tell you there have been quite a few people who'd really be interested to learn why they haven't been able to get into it.
Simple. They didn't have the key, you nitwit. Now what was your name again?
Levesque, sir. Major Martin Levesque. I'm the squad leader for this base.
And Miss Chillyfingers there is Dr. MacDonald, right?
Yes.
And that chap on the telly was the Brigadier. Good. Any idea what happened to Sergeant Benton? Captain Yates?
I'm afraid, Doctor, that those men were a bit before our time.
And part of a different unit.
Pity. Splendid chaps, both of them. Ah, well. Now, what was it the Brigadier said about getting me back my TARDIS?
Of course. In fact, I think I'll go with you as well. It should be interesting to see this traveling marvel of science.
Well, make sure you put a leash on him or something.
Leash? Are you a dog trainer as well?
Oh, never mind.
Have you had any success?
Very little, leader. I detected a vein of corporite 30 meters from the landing zone, but it was guarded.
Guarded?
By armed humans. I approached quietly, but one of them attacked. He wounded me with his weapon.
What did you do?
I killed them both.
Unnecessary loss. These creatures have remained a savage lot since they were first planted here many eons ago. That shall go into our report. Did you get the corporite?
The sensors indicated it was too deep beneath the earth. We shall need machinery to excavate it.
We are a survey ship. We have no such heavy machinery aboard this vessel.
Perhaps we can find some at the human settlement.
What settlement?
There is a village not far from here. Humans with mechanical landcraft live there. They may have other machines, perhaps digging machines.
Excellent! Though I am wary about entering a parley with them, It would seem despite their minimal technical knowledge, they are still savage in their behavior.
They could be trained, leader.
It is possible. But what they lack in stupidity, they make up for in stubbornness.
The humans would still make good slaves.
Though they are but one evolutionary step up from our Ogron cousins, they still prove valuable in replenishing our labor ranks. Once we have sufficient corporite, we should be able to power the ship and return to our homeworld with report.
When shall I search for the digging equipment?
The humans are least active in the night. You will go then.
Yes, leader.
And bring with you a pair of defense mechanoids in the event there are too many of them. We must complete our repairs soon. I grow tired of this world and wish to return to the all-bone forest of our beautiful Danubis.
This show was originally a Darker Projects production.